ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி. வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்த்ரியாணி ச சர்வாணி. சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்த்வநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. பை த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட் அண்ட் பை த கிரேஸ் ஆஃப் அவர் ஆல் ஆச்சாரியாஸ், we have completed 8 Upanishads. In that shloka, which mentions all the 10 Upanishads, ஈஷகேன கடப்ரஷ்ன முண்டமாண்டூக்ய தித்திரிஹி ஐதரேயம் ச சாந்தோக்யம் பிருஹதாரண்யகம் ததா. We have completed ஈஷாவாஷ்யோபனிஷத், but that order is different, not like in ஸ்லோகா. The Upanishad we have learned, first Upanishad is முண்டகோபனிஷத், then கேனோபனிஷத், then கடோபனிஷத், கைவல்யோபனிஷத் 4th one, 5th one is தைத்திரியோபனிஷத், 6th one is மாண்டூக்யோபனிஷத், 7th one is ஈஷாவாஷ்யோபனிஷத், 8th one recently we have completed Prashnopanishad. Now we are entering into the 9th Upanishad called Chandogyopanishad. The 10 principal Upanishads, in that there is Aitareyopanishad. Instead of that Upanishad, we have taken up the Kaivalyopanishad. So that is only we are not seeing. In future we will see. Time permits, we will look into that Upanishad. This shloka, what I have read now, ஈஷகேன கடப்ரஷ்ன, தட் ஸ்லோக ஃபார்ம் ஈஸ் வெரி வெரி கன்வீனியன்ட் டு ரிமெம்பர் ஆல் அவர் சாஸ்திராசாரின் ஸ்லோகா ஃபார்ம். ஈவன் பாணினியன் கிராமர், த வியாக்கரணம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் ஸ்லோகா ஃபார்ம். நிருத்யம் டான்ஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ இன் ஸ்லோகா ஃபார்ம். பரதமுனி நாட்டியம் இஸ் இன் ஸ்லோகா ஃபார்ம். means in a format of shlokas, padya rupena. Even music also is in the shloka form. Everything is kept in a capsule form. Shloka is a capsule form. Very easy to remember, to chant, and to recollect. Therefore, this learning of shlokas is very, very helpful. It helps the person to sharpen his intellect. So that is why all Upanishads they kept in one shloka. Those Upanishads to which Shankaracharya has written bhashyams, commentaries. So that shloka form is very, very advantageous to us. And coming to our Upanishad now, Chandogya Upanishad, it is a very bulky Upanishad. Very big Upanishad with even first chapter itself 104 mantras. Only in first chapter. But still they are small, small mantras. Okay. But 104 mantras in first chapter itself. You imagine by 8 chapters, no, totally 8 chapters are there in Chandogya Upanishad. It goes beyond 400-500 mantras. That is why generally people won't take up this Chandogya. It is a long-term process. So why we are taking this Chandogya Upanishad? What are the reasons? I'll give few reasons why we are studying Chandogya Upanishad. Vedantic student, a spiritual seeker who want to get self-knowledge, liberation, that person, the seeker, has to study 3 important texts. Whoever want to get moksha, whether you understand or not, it is your problem. Shastra says one has to study for length of time consistently under a competent teacher. What are those texts? First one is Smriti Prasthanam. Smriti, that is called Bhagavad Gita. Basic text one has to study thoroughly. Threadbare analysis. Not just chanting verbally, but thorough study. That is called Smriti Prasthanam. Prasthana means there are 3 factors here. Number 1 is Smriti, that is Bhagavad Gita. Simultaneously, after completing 6 chapters at least Bhagavad Gita, one can start Upanishads study, that is called Shruti Prasthanam. Shruti Prasthanam. When you are writing Smriti, Sakara and Makara, Saraswati Sa, you have to write. In the Tamil, Sha, Sha, Sa, all are same. Therefore, carefully we have to write. Then when you are writing Shruti Prasthanam, Shankara Sha, Repham, Ritvam, Ukaram, you have to give. Shruti Prasthanam. English, if you write S-R-U-I-T-I, Shruti Prasthanam. All 10 Upanishads you have to study. Then the third final one is Nyaya Prasthanam, that is called Brahma Sutra. Nyaya Prasthanam called Brahma Sutra. An analytical study of all Upanishads. Brahma Sutra written by Vyasacharya, Vyasa Bhagavan. It is an analytical study of all Upanishads. So these three put together called Prasthana Trayam. Trayam means three. Prasthanam. By taking that Prasthanam, one can reach to that Paramapadam. Prasthanam. It takes to that goal. Since Brahma Sutra is also included in our Vedantic scriptural study, if we propose to study Brahma Sutra in future, by God's grace, Guru's grace, one has to study Chandogyopanishad compulsorily. This is the first reason. Brahma Sutra, number of mantras Vyasacharya quotes from Chandogya for analysis. Logical explanations. So therefore, to study Brahma Sutra, one has to study Chandogya. Why one has to study Brahma Sutra? To get self-knowledge. If you are a real mumukshu, you have to study Brahma Sutra. Moksha Varada Swamini Brahma Sutra Padikalani Kekalingo. Moksha Vandudum. You will get moksha without study of Brahma Sutra, but lot of other systems of philosophy we have to analyze. In Brahma Sutra, they are all analyzed. Why Advaita alone is final answer? Therefore, we have to look into other Sankhya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, Vishishtadvaita, Dvaita, all other Nastika Darshanams, all we have to go through. So therefore, for a teacher or for one's own interest, for one's own interest, for a deep study, one has interest in that, they have to go through Brahma Sutra. For that, Chandogya is very important. This is the first reason why we have chosen this Upanishad. Now you should know, Chandogyam essence of this teaching is same as previous Upanishads. There is no new teaching. All Upanishads are giving the same teaching. But what is that significance why we have to study means, this is the reason. Since Brahma Sutra is full of Chandogya mantras, therefore we want to study Chandogya Upanishad. In future it is useful for Brahma Sutra study. Okay. Now the second reason for the study of this Chandogya Upanishad is, one of the most important Mahavakya, one of the most important Mahavakya is Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi. This Mahavakya occurs in the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. Sadvidya Prakaranam. Sadvidya Prakaranam. The most important chapter in the Chandogya Upanishad. In that this Mahavakya occurs, one of the most important Mahavakya. Therefore, we have to study Chandogya Upanishad. Please come here. Third reason, it's my personal reason I would like to give. Having sincere students like you, this is my personal reason why I have chosen this Chandogya. Having sincere students like you, I felt that let me take up this Chandogya Upanishad. Let me teach for my interest sake also, for the benefit of students sake also. This is the third reason why I have chosen. And I really thank all of you first giving me the opportunity to take up this Upanishads. Because if you are not committed, sincere, in studying this Upanishad, I cannot teach. Therefore, I am very happy having such students like you. With your cooperation, with your interest, I would like to take up this Upanishad. This is the third reason. Now, we will come to the meaning of the Upanishad. What is the meaning of Upanishad? I have given in previous Upanishads elaborately what is the meaning of the Upanishad, but I give here a small gist of that meaning, Upanishads, because you are all advanced students. I need not explain elaborately. Upanishad means, Upa means Brahma Vidya. Upa means Brahma Vidya. Or Atma Vidya. Self-knowledge. Sad means destroyer of samsara. Sad. Saraswati Sa. Once you combine Upani and Sad, it will become Shakara, Shanmukha Sha. Upanishad. So Upani means Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya. Sad means destroyer of samsara. Samsara means problems of life. By studying Upanishad, one can destroy the problems of life. How long it takes? Don't ask me. Person to person it differs. When can we destroy our problems? Slowly, gradually, we can destroy. The Upanishad gives such a capacity to destroy all our problems. We can nullify all our problems. This is the meaning of the Upanishad. And this Upanishad has got different names. It can be called as, Upanishad can be called as Brahma Vidya, number one. Brahma Vidya. Number two, we can call Upanishad as Vedanta. Vedanta. Vedanta means end portion of Vedas. Vedanta means end portion of Vedas. Third name of the Upanishad is Jnana Kanda. Jnana Kanda. A portion which confined to Jnanam, self-knowledge. A portion which confined to self-knowledge, Jnanam. Kanda means portion, Jnanam means knowledge. A portion which confined to knowledge. In this Vedanta, there is no karma or upasana. There is no karma or rituals, actions or upasanas. In Jnana Kanda, in English, so this is the meaning of the Upanishad, it has got different names. In English, they call it as philosophy. First portion of Vedanta, Vedas, is called Karma Kanda. It is a religion. We can call it as a religion, where lot of rituals are prescribed. Sadhanas are prescribed. It is called Karma Kanda, a religion. But the Veda Anta is called philosophy. Philosophy. Phil means love, interest. Sophi means knowledge. Philo or philo, you can say, take. Philo means love or interest. Sophi means knowledge. Philosophy means love for knowledge or interest in the pursuit of knowledge is called philosophy. Then I'll come to the title of our Upanishad. The title of our Upanishad is Chandogyopanishad. Chandogyopanishad. Chandogya is derived from the root chand. Chand. It is derived from the root chand. The word chandas means Veda. Chandaha or chandas. Chand is the root. Chandas means Veda. Vedic meter is also called chandas. Vedic meter, in which Veda mantras are written or kept, in a meter called chandas. Gayatri chandas. Pushnik chandas. Anushtup chandas. Brihati chandas. Brihati chandas. Mahati chandas. Jagat jagati chandas. All these come under chandas. Pankti, Trishtup. Therefore, when a Shrotriya, a scholarly person, if he studies all our scriptures, is called Chando Adhitaha, we say. A Vedic scholar is called Shrotriya, who has studied Vedas thoroughly, Shrotriya. Yaha chandaha vedaha adhite. Yaha chandaha vedaha adhite. Chandaha is equal to vedaha. Adhite, the one who studies. Saha, shrotriyaha. Therefore, in one mantra, yachandasam rishabho vishwarupaha Chandobhyodhyamrita sambhabhuva. So, et chandasana. So, Veda ityarthaha. This is chand meaning, chandas. Then, gaha means one who sings. One who sings. Chandaha. Gayati iti chandogaha. Chandaha vedaha. Gayati sings. Chandogaha. The singer of Vedas. Chandogaha means the singer of Vedas. And who is the singer of Vedas? A Samavedi alone is the singer of Vedas. Not all. A Rigvedi cannot sing Rigveda. A Rigvedi cannot sing Rigveda. Rigveda he can do parayanam, chanting, patati. Rigveda ha patati, Samaveda ha gayati. Similarly, Yajurvedi cannot sing Yajurveda. Yajurvedi can chant, recite only Yajurveda mantras. But whereas Samavedi, the one who belongs to Samaveda, that person when he is learning Samaveda, he sings. Sings the Rigveda mantras, Yajurveda mantras, who? The Samavedi. Samavedi sings the Rigveda, Yajurveda mantras. But Rigvedi should not sing Rigveda mantras. So therefore, Samavedi done this singing. Samavedi alone sings the Samaveda. Therefore, Chandogaha means Samavedi. The singer of Samaveda is called Samavedi. Samavedi. A person, Samavedi means a person who is belonging to Samaveda is called Samavedi. A person who belongs to Samaveda. How they belong to Samaveda? How do we know which Veda we belong? Means it is coming from Parampara. Vyasacharya, he gave these four Vedas to four students. Rigveda for one student. Yajurveda for one student to propagate. Samaveda to another student. And Atharvana Veda, fourth student. So who are all coming in that parampara? Rigveda Rishi Parampara, whoever the lineage comes, they are all Rigvedis. Yajurveda Parampara Rishis, who are all coming, that lineage is called Yajurvedis. And Samaveda Rishi Parampara, whoever comes, they are called Samavedis. Atharvana Veda Rishi, Atharva Rishi, who are all coming in that Parampara, they are called Atharva Vedis. Therefore, the Sama Veda means it refers to Veda. Sama Veda means it refers to Veda. Sama Vedi means it refers to person. So this must be very clear. Sama Vedi is a person. Sama Veda means Veda. Clear? Now, Sama means what? Next meaning. Sama means music. Sama means music. Why music is called Sama? Next question. Sama means music. Why music is called Sama? That's why singing also. Sama Gana Lola we sing, no? Sama. The whole music, Carnatic music, classical music is the birthplace for Carnatic music is Samaveda. Why it is called Sama means because Yatra Samatvam Vartate Tat Sama Sangeetam Manchuna Yatra Samatvam Vartate Harmony Serene, piousness, yatra samatvam vartate. When it is set to swara, Tala, Bhava, Shruti. It creates a samatvam. That's why all sini songs, you know, they will hit by another song. But no one can hit Tyagaraja's song, Kirtane. New film songs, hit song, they say. Another new song will come and hit that other song. That's why it will become hit song. What do you mean by hit song? That song which is hitting other previous songs is called hit song. And this song also will hit by some other song. But whereas Tyagaraja, Dikshitar, Bhadrachala Ramadas, Annamacharya, all these people, Purandara Dasa, their kirtanas, Achandra Tarakam, never hit by any other songs. Impossible. See the beauty. Because they all have samatvam. They all born from the Veda. Sama Veda. That is the reason. Otherwise, if there is no harmony, Shruti, Laya, Bhava are not there, what is that? Cacophony, they say. This is called symphony. If it is not there, it is cacophony. Our modern children are learning, no? Music. Pop music. It's like a cacophony. It is a type of music. But Samaveda's music is unique. Now, the singer of Chandaha, the Vedas, Samavedi, alone is called Chandogaha. Now we are coming to our name, title. The singer of Samaveda is called Chandogaha. Chand means Veda, Gaha means singing. The one who sings Veda is called Chandogaha. Samavedi is called Chandogaha. Therefore, this Chandogya Upanishad belong to Samavedi. Chandoganam Upanishad, no? Chandogyam. Chandogyopanishad. Chandoganam iyam chandogyam. Now the whole title we have to bring it out. No? Chandoganam iyam chandogyam. Taddhita pratyaya. It is called taddhita pratyaya. I will explain you what is it. No? Chandogaha, Chandogyam plus Upanishad, Chandogyopanishad. Pronunciation is custom. Chandogya, Chandoganam iyam Chandogyam, Chandogya plus Upanishad, Chandogyopanishad. If you pronounce in English, Chandogyopanishad, I don't. Because D.O. is coming in between Chandogyopanishad, I know. But we should not say Chandogyopanishad, but Chandogyopanishad. That's the meaning. Taddhita Pratyaya means Dasharadhasya Putraha Dasharadhi. For examples, Dasharadhasya Putraha, the son of Dasharadha is called Dasharadhi. Mithilayaha iyam Maithili. Who is Maithili? Sita Devi. Born in Mithila. Mithilayaha iyam Maithili. Taddhita Pratyaya. A Pratyaya which is used upon a noun is called Taddhita Pratyaya. A Pratyaya which is used upon the noun, nominative case. Because Dasharadha is a noun. Mithila is a noun. Chandogaha is a noun. Therefore, upon that, a pratyaya comes. That is called Taddhita Pratyaya. When a pratyaya is joined to a noun, is called Taddhita Pratyaya. There is called Krit Pratyaya, another pratyaya. Krit Pratyaya by grammar. So important, no? Some places you require grammar. No, I take it as granted you are all advanced students, okay? When a pratyaya is joined to a verb, when a pratyaya is joined to a verb, is called Krit Pratyaya. Krit Pratyaya. For example, Karta. Doer. Karta means a doer. Kru dhatu. A verb is kru. Kru. Kru is a dhatu. This is called krudanta pratyaya. Krut pratyaya or krudanta pratyaya. Kriyate anena iti karta. By whom it has been done. By whom it will be performed. It's called karta. He is karta. He is the doer. How he became karta? Because of that verb. Kru is the verb. So that is called krit pratyaya or kridanta pratyaya. Similarly, bhokta, enjoyer. Bhujj dhatu. Bhujjate anena iti bhokta. For grammar students' sake, other people blissfully ignore. Don't worry. So, this Chandogyopanishad, now we have arrived at the title. Okay? Name is clear? Chandogyan chollakudadu. Chandogyopanishad. Yeah, aluttama shulanu. Chandogyopanishad. Now, about the pronunciation of these names of the Upanishads, we'll see. How people commit mistakes, no, because of spellings. So we have to pronounce properly. In English, even spelling D-O you write, Chandogya, D-O you write, but you should not chant it as Chando. Chando. Chandogya Upanishad. Similarly, another Upanishad, Kathopanishad. Many people utter that name as Kathopanishad. Kathopanishad. Because in English the spelling is letters K-A-T-H-O. Naturally, we utter what? Kathopanishad. Katha means what? Story. In which Upanishad? Really, story is there. That's true. But it is not the Upanishad of stories. Kathopanishad, na? That's why I wonder why people, more students come to Kathopanishad classes. Na? Now I have understood. Beginning, I do not know. I thought Upanishad is very popular. That's why when I was taking Upanishad first time here, a nice good crowd, Kathopanishad. I thought maybe people are familiar with Kathopanishad, that's why they are coming. Even in Mylapore, now I am taking. Even Chennai Nagar also, now I am taking. Many more students will come there. Kathopanishad. Ippuda puriyadhu enakku enniye varana. Because they are thinking it is a Katha Upanishad. That's why they come to that. But it's not a Katha Kalakshepam. How to pronounce Kathopanishad? Tatha, second tha. Neelakanth. And the kantha is, you know, the thakara. It should come from the navel base. Never say Kathopanishad. Okay? Because when you are studying Upanishads, when you are attending Vedanta classes, we have to be very careful when we are uttering the Upanishad names. Because I heard from many students, that's why I am... It is my job to correct. Okay. Similarly, Ishavashya Upanishad, no problem. Okay. K కేనోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో నో ప్రాబ్లం, కైవల్యోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో నో ప్రాబ్లం. వెరాజ్ ముంటక ఉపనిషత్, మాండూక్య ఉపనిషత్ ది క్లబ్, మండూక ఉపనిషత్ అని చెల్లు. ముండక ప్లస్ మాండూక్య సేతి మండూక్యోపనిషత్ అన్న. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి వెరీ అలర్ట్ వెన్ వీఆర్ చాంటింగ్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్, లెటర్స్ ప్రాపర్లీ ప్రొనన్సియేషన్ మస్ట్ బి వెరీ వెరీ ప్రాపర్. అండ్ ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్ ఆల్సో ప్రసన్న ఉపనిషత్ అని దాని ప్రసన్నోపనిషత్ అని, ప్రసన్నం ఇలా ప్రశ్న ప్రశ్నోపనిషత్. దట్స్ వై ఎస్పెషలీ టమిళియన్స్ హూ ఎవర్ ఇస్ హ్యావింగ్ సంస్కృత్ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ దే అలోన్ కెన్ చాంట్ ప్రాపర్లీ, అదర్వైజ్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఫర్ తమిళ్ స్పీకింగ్ పీపుల్. Therefore, try to improve your vocabulary, Sanskrit letters. Never waste your time. Later, when you are studying further Upanishad, that time you feel, I am old now, how can I study? Therefore, now onwards, start alphabets, learning Sanskrit words a little, go through the Sanskrit book. Have Sanskrit book, you are able to read Sanskrit letters, never go to Tamil book. This is my suggestion to any student. Never ask for Tamil book. If you are not able to read the letters also, even letters, Sanskrit letters, okay, Tamil book. But if you are able to read Sanskrit letters, better to have a Sanskrit book. It is for your benefit only. Okay? Because my experience, one lady, she has studied Vedanta also, she has studied. She asked me once upon a time, few years back, what Swamiji taking now? Chandogya Upanishad? Chandogya Upanishad. Not Chandogya also. Chandogya Upanishad. I really wonder why she is asking, is there any Chandogya Upanishad? Anna Mandukyam Chandogyam say mix panni Chandogya Upanishad anna. எனக்கு வெரிஃபை பண்ண வேண்டியதாச்சு என்ன ஷி ஹஸ் ஸ்டடி அந்த வை ஐம் டெல்லிங் ஈவன் எஜுகேட்டட் பீப்புள் ஆல்சோ கமிட் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ்ன்னு ஜாகிரதையாக இருங்கோ. சாந்தோக்கியோபனிஷத் இல்லைன்னா சாந்தோக்கியம் படிக்கிறேன்னு சொல்லுங்க. ஓகே, அந்த நீளமாக சொல்ல முடியல என்ன சாந்தோக்கியம் படிக்கிறேன், இந்த சாந்தோக்கியோபனிஷத்து படிக்கிறேன். அதான் இது தான் பர்த் ஹிஸ்டரி ஆஃப் த நேம். Since it is a very big Upanishad, now it is 4.5 times bigger than Taittiriya Upanishad. So each word by word we cannot study. It is very, very difficult to take long time. Therefore, I follow our Swamiji's method. I go some topic wise, I chant some mantras topic wise and I will explain you. If there is any important idea I have to bring out, there I will go word to word. Okay? Because this is a very huge Upanishad. Now come to the Upanishad. It has got 8 chapters totally. 8 chapters. First 5 chapters are Upasana. First 5 chapters are dealing with Upasana, meditations. And last 3, 6, 7, and 8. These 3 chapters dealing with Brahma Vidya, Vedanta portion. Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya. Among those 6, 7, 8, 6th chapter is the Sadvidya Prakaranam. Sadvidya Prakaranam. With this background, now we will enter into the Shanti Patha. We will read the Shanti Patha. We saw this Shanti Patha in Kenopanishad study. I have elaborately explained in Kenopanishad introduction, because Kenopanishad belong to Samaveda. So therefore, that Shanti Patha and this Shanti Patha are one and the same, since both are belonging to that Samaveda, both Upanishads. Now we will chant, repeat after me. It is there in your book. I hope you all of you got that. Okay. Om Aapyayantu Mamangani. Vak Pani Chakshu Shrotram. Vak Pranas Chakshu Shrotram. Atho Balam Indriyani Cha Sarvani. Sarvam Brahmopanishadam. Maham Brahma Nirakuryam. Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Anirakaranam Astvanirakaranam Me Astu. Tadatmani Nirateya Upanishatsu. Dharmaste mayi santu. Te mayi santu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Now I will give the gist of this Shanti Patha. Shanti Patha is a prayer asking for Ishvara Anugraha for our successful completion of this Upanishad. Asking, seeking the Lord's grace. I am undertaking this Upanishad to study. Therefore, O Lord, bless us. Make us fit enough to study this Upanishad without any obstacle. What study? In a Vedantic scriptural study. Okay. That is. So there are three important prayers in this mantra itself. We can divide it into three prayers. He is asking student and the teacher. Both of them are asking. Number one is prayer for what? Karya Karana Yogyata. Karya Karana Sanghata Yogyata Siddhyartham Prarthana. I will explain. Karya Karana Sanghata Yogyata Siddhyartham Prarthana. Let my physical body and subtle body must be fit for the study of this Upanishad. Karya means outer body, physical body. Karana means internal, inner body, subtle body. Karana. Karya, Karana, Sanghata. Together. Both of them have to function together. External body, Vak, Pani, Pada, all these as external organs, Jnana Indriyani, Prana, Manas, all have to function together. This is called Karya Karana Yogyata. Therefore, this is called Karya Karana Sanghata Siddhyartham. So therefore, when we are doing puja also, generally priest also make for this person first. Karma. Karma karanarthamana, to perform the rituals, let this yajamana should have karya karana sanghata. எந்த ரிச்சுவல் பண்ணணும்னா கூட ஃபஸ்ட்டு காரியகரண சங்காதம் வேணுமே. ஈவன் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், ஒன் ரிச்சுவல் 5 days, 6 days, 10 days, சம்டைம்ஸ் 40 days, தட் ரிச்சுவல் ஹவு கேன் யூ டூ அன்லெஸ் யூ ஹாவ் ஏ ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி, ஹெல்தி பாடி, த மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ மஸ்ட் பி ரிலாக்ஸ்ட். ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் டு ஃபுல்ஃபில் ஆல் தீஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். Similarly, for Vedanta study also, you have to come all the way. You have to put up with these mosquitoes. So many things, obstacles you have to face. So let my body-mind complex be equipped with sufficiently. Mama angani apyayantu. Prana, vak, chakshu, shrotram, indriyani, sarvani. Protect my sense organs. Give me healthy sense organs. Kaadu nalla kekano, nalla paakano, kai eludano. I have to receive the teaching, manas, buddhi moolama. So all this required. Otherwise, how can I study? Otherwise, in the class, I will be there, body present, mind will be absent. Very, very difficult. Therefore, we seek Lord's grace for this. Then the second prayer, we ask for Shraddha. Shraddha. Maham Brahma Nirakuryat, Mama Brahma Nirakarot. Let me not reject the Brahman or doubt the Brahman. Let the Brahman should not reject me. Let me not doubt the Brahman. Why the Shraddha? Shraddha means belief, faith. Exact translation is not there. Shraddha na Shraddha da. That Shraddha is very important because Brahman is the subject matter of the scriptures is Brahman. Brahman nature is Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Arasam. இப்படிப்பட்ட பிரம்மன் இருக்கா? அசல் இமேஜினேஷனா? நமக்கு நமக்கே டவுட் வரும். எத்தது அத்ரேஷ்யம், அக்ராஹியம், அகோத்திரம், அவர்ணம், அச்சு ஸ்ரோத்திரமா? இதெல்லாம் சுவாமினி, இதெல்லாம் கல்பனை மாதிரி இருக்கு, இமேஜின் மாதிரி இருக்கு. நமக்கு நமக்கே சந்தேகம் வரும். ஒருவேளை இமேஜினேஷனோ? என்ன, கண்ணால் பார்க்க முடியாது, காதால் கேட்க முடியாது. ஐ கேனாட் ஈவன் டேஸ்ட் த பிரம்மன். அந்த சந்தேகம் வரலாம், வரதுக்கு சான்சஸ் உண்டு. ஏன்னா அந்த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் அப்படிப்பட்டு இருக்கு, என்ன பண்ணுறது? ஸோ அந்த மாதிரி டவுட் எல்லாம் வராமல் இருக்கிறதுக்காக, லெட் மீ நாட் ரிஜெக்ட் த பிரம்மன். அதே மாதிரி, சப்போஸ் ஐ எம் நாட் ஹேவிங் எனி குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் சஃபிஷியன்ட்லி, லெட் தட் பிரம்மன் ஷுட் நாட் ரிஜெக்ட் மீ. ஐ வில் எக்யூப் மை செல்ஃப். லெட் தட் பிரம்மன் கொஞ்சம் பொறுமையாக வெயிட் பண்ணட்டும். பிரம்ம அனிராகரோத், லெட் ஹிம் நாட் ரிஜெக்ட் மீ. மாமா பிரம்ம நிராகரோத், அனிராகரணம் அஸ்த், அனிராகரணமே அஸ்த். லெட் ஹிம் அக்செப்ட் மீ. பிரம்ம வரணம், வி ஹாவ் டு சூஸ் பிரம்மன், பிரம்மன் ஹேஸ் டு சூஸ் அஸ் ஃபஸ்ட். அதுக்கு தான் கிளாஸுக்கு வரணும்னா பிரம்ம ஜானம் பற்றி தீவிர ஜிக்னாசா வேணும். ஜிக்னாசான ஜ்ஞாத்தும் இச்சா, ஜிக்னாசா டிசிடரேட்டிவ் ஃபார்ம். ஜ்ஞாத்தும் இச்சா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இன்டென்ஸ் டிசைர் டு நோ. அது இருந்தாதான் அந்த பர்சன் ஓன்லி வில் கெட் ஜ்ஞானம், நாட் ஃபார் அகடமிக் ஸ்காலர்ஷிப் சேக். நான் கூட சாந்தோக்கியம் படிக்கிறேன், எல்லாருக்கும் தெரியணும்னா போச்சு என்ன. I also have completed 8 Upanishad, now 9th Upanishad. Student feels I am studying 9th Upanishad. யாருக்குமே சொல்லக்கூடாது, என்ன அகங்காரம் வந்துடும். ஈவன் டீச்சர் ஆல்சோ ஃபீல்ஸ், ஆ நான் தான் 9th உபனிஷத்தை டீச் பண்ணுறேன்னு போச்சு, அவ்வளோதான். பிரம்மன் எங்கேயோ, நான் எங்கேயோ. அந்த வித்ய மூலமா எந்த மாதிரி அகங்காரம் வரக்கூடாது. Very simple and very humble. ஏதோ படிக்கிறோம் அந்த மாதிரி இருக்கணுமே தவிர, நான் படிக்கிறேன்னு அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு அகங்காரம் வரக்கூடாது, ப்ரைடு வரக்கூடாது. If that idea, that thought arises in the mind, means I am away from the truth and artham. Therefore, that sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, the third, because why the doubt comes here, why person doubt the Brahman? Because pratyakshadi pramanantaraihi agamyatvat. Shastra tells, pratyaksha adipadat anumana upamana arthapatti in the pramanangal mulama terinchaka mudiyad. Pratyakshadi pramanantaraihi agamyatvat. தெரிஞ்சுக்கவே முடியாது. மற ஹவு கேன் ஐ நோ சாஸ்திர மாத்திர கம்யத்வாத், ஓன்லி த்ரூ சாஸ்திர ஓன்லி ஐ கேன் நோ திஸ். தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சீக் த பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட், நாட் மை ஜஸ்ட் இன்டெலிஜென்ஸ். ஐ எம் வெரி வெரி குவாலிஃபைட் அண்ணா. யுவர் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் அண்ணா நத்திங். ஸோ சாஸ்திரம் மீது ஸ்ரத்த இருக்கணும், பக்தி இருக்கணும். ஸோ தட் ஸ்ரத்த சாஸ்திர மாத்திர கம்யத்வாத் ஸ்ரத்தாவான் ஏவ லபதே ஞானம். அந்த ஸ்ரத்த காமிக்கிறதுக்காக இந்த சாந்தி பாடம். ஹே பகவான், ப்ளீஸ் கிவ் மீ குட் ஹெல்த், ஃபிசிக்கல் ஹெல்த், மென்டல் ஹெல்த். லெட் மீ ஹாவ் ஏ ட்ரமெண்டஸ் ஃபெய்த் ஆன் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் ஆன் தட் பிரம்மன் which scriptures are talking about, that Brahman. Let me not doubt on that Brahman. Enna puriye maatengirad Brahman Brahman nu sollinde iruka swami ni yaar kanda anu kekka koodad. Who saw that Brahman? Edho solranga apdi. What is the guarantee that swami ni has seen Brahman, that swami ji has seen Brahman? Ani enna guarantee anna indha maadhiri ella sandeham ella varum ivarku gnanam iruka illaya na out anna. This Shraddha I have to maintain years together, decades together, until I get Nishtha. How long can I have this Shraddha? How long? How long means until you get Nishtha. Yes, what Shastra says is true. What my Guru says is true. There is no Sandeha. Until that time I have to continue the Shraddha. Afterward the Shraddha becomes natural, spontaneous. Until that time, deliberately, I'll give the benefit of doubt to the teacher, to the Shastra. Humbly, simply, I bow my head in front of Shastra. Such a student alone can receive the highest knowledge, get the benefit. Otherwise, the time pass. This is also another katha kalakshepam. Okay. This is a very important, with this background. So three prayers. First one is karya karana sanghata siddhyartham yogyata. Swami ji says kks karya karana sanghata kks yogyata. Second prayer is shraddha siddhyartham prayer. Third is sadhana chatushtaya sampatti viveka vairagya சமதமாதி ஷட்க சம்பத்தி சித்தியர்த்தம். Now we will enter into the first mantra. We will read just okay. First chapter, first mantra. ஓம் இத்யேதத் அக்ஷரம் உத்கீதம் உபாசீத ஓமிதிஹி உத்காயதி ஓமிதிஹி உத்காயதி தஸ்யோபவ்யாக்யானம். This is an introductory mantra, பிரதிஜ்ஞா வாக்கியம். So Upanishad introducing the Upasana. Why Upanishad introducing the Upasana in these first five chapters? Because Chitta Ekagrata Prapyartham, Chitta Nischilata Prapyartham. For the focusing mind, to get a concentrative mind and to have a focusing mind, Upanishad introduced the upasanas. See, upasana is very, very important for concentration. So, karma kanda will give chitta shuddhi, upasana kanda give chitta ekagrata, chitta naischalyam, nischalata, nischalata, steady mind I can acquire. Karma kanda, there are physical activities in rituals. In upasana, only mental exercises. Manasika vyaparaha. Saguna brahma manasa vyaparaha upasana. Upasana means meditation. Meditation means saguna brahma manasa vyaparaha. Not kayaka vyaparaha. Not physical activity. Manasa vyaparaha. That is the upasana. So, three factors are involved in this upasana. Any upasana for that matter. Number one is meditator. Upasakaha. Upasakaha. Meditator. Then upasya devata. Object of meditation. Upasanam, the process of meditation. Upasaka means the subject, the meditator who does the meditation. Upasyam means object of meditation upon whom we meditate. Object, Ishvara. That only we are going to see, the object of meditation. Then upasyam. Upasana means meditation process, paddhati, method, mode. We'll see more in the next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.